with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As 2026 dawns in Washington, D.C., U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress faces a January 30th deadline to fund the federal government. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says accomplishments from December will make another government shutdown less likely.
We broke the fever on the omnibus, and now we're finishing that process. So what will be happening over the next few weeks, I don't expect a shutdown. I don't expect any of the drama and the pain that we all had to go through last fall because the Democrats decided to shut the government down. So I think it'll be smoother sailing ahead, and then we'll turn our attention to the next fiscal year's budgeting process. And having built back the muscle memory, I think it's going to work a lot better.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Biting cold did not deter hundreds of thousands of New Year's revelers from packing Times Square last night for the traditional ball drop. It came as New York City got a new mayor, Zohran Mamdani, sworn in just before midnight. At least 10 New Year's Eve partygoers were killed when tragedy struck a popular upscale party spot in the Swiss Alps. The BBC's Imogen Folks reports from Geneva.
The fire broke out at the La Constellation bar just after 1 o'clock this morning, local time, following a series of explosions. The bar was reportedly full of people celebrating the new year. The fire service, ambulances, and rescue helicopters are at the scene.
And there's no word yet on the cause. President Trump's crackdown on suspected narco-terrorists continues. The U.S. military says it has blown up five more drug-smuggling boats in international waters. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham says young people are rejecting socialism.
The popular evangelist was asked by Fox News why millennials and Generation Z are suddenly reading the Bible and attending church. Graham says, quote, I think they've been fed the lie of socialism, and socialism is basically anti-God. They have been turned off, I think, by this, and they're asking themselves, there's got to be something more. The president of Samaritan's Purse also thinks the assassination of Charlie Kirk has galvanized young people. Michael Harrington reporting.
Officials in Israel are preparing for a potential surge in Jewish immigration. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the globe, including in Western nations long thought to be a refuge for Jews. Several agencies of the Israeli government held an exercise recently simulating a massive wave of Jewish immigration that would take place over a short span of time. The simulated crisis imagined a surge of as many as 800 immigrants per day. This is SRN News. If you're not sorry to see 2025 end and you have high hopes for the brand new year, it appears you have a lot of company.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that just 5% of American adults rate 2025 as one of the best years ever. 14% think it was an excellent year, and 19% rate 2025 a good year. However, 38% of Americans give 2025 a poor rating. The 39% who rate 2025 at least a good year is slightly up from last year, when 36% said the same about 2024. The survey of 1,234 American adults was conducted on December 21st through the 23rd by Rasmussen Reports. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Eight-time Grammy-nominated gospel singer Richard Smallwood has died. Complications from kidney failure. He had faced health challenges for years, but his dedication to music kept him going. Richard Smallwood was 77 years old. More details at srnnews.com.